Chapter 5. Buck Fights Hungry Wolves.
Buck becomes stronger and stronger. His muscles are as hard as iron. He doesn't feel pain anymore. He can see and smell very well, and his hearing is acute. He learns to bite the ice out from between his toes when his feet freeze on the trail. He knows how to make water holes in thin ice. He breaks the ice with his stiff front legs and drinks. His natural instincts come out in this vast wilderness, and he becomes strong and smart, a true Northland dog. He is a great survivor. He is also learning to be a great fighter. He doesn't start fights. In fact, he tries to avoid them. But Spitz is his enemy, and Spitz wants to fight all the time. The team moves on farther north. They make camp at Lake Lebarge. It is very, very cold there. The wind is fierce and cuts like a knife. It gets dark very early, and they have to make camp quickly. There is a wall of rock near the lake shore, and they camp under it, on the frozen lake surface. Francois and Perrault build a fire and lay their sleeping bags on the ice. Buck digs his sleeping hole near a large rock that protects him from the cold. They eat in the dark. Buck does not want to leave his warm sleeping hole to eat, but he is very hungry, and so he comes out to eat his fish. When he goes back to the hole, he finds Spitz in it. He knows it's time to teach Spitz a lesson. He springs on him, and they bite and tear each other with their fangs. Francois runs over to the fighting dogs.
Ah, give it to him, Buck! Give it to him!
He cries. Both Spitz and Buck circle, showing their teeth. Perrault and Francois move in, ready to stop the fight. All eyes are on Buck and Spitz. No one notices that in the shadows, far from the fire, a pack of starving wolves is slowly approaching the camp. They look like huskies, but they are not. They are wild animals, and they are crazy with hunger. They smell food in the camp. They move steadily towards the food box. Perrault turns round and sees a wolf with its head inside the box. He throws his stick at it, but it misses the wolf and hits the food box, which breaks into pieces. The other wolves run to the food which spills out and start to gulp it down. They feel Perrault's stick on their backs, but they are so hungry they don't care. They continue to eat ravenously. The team dogs come out of their sleeping holes to watch the wolves. They are very thin. Their bones show through their skin, and they are mad with hunger. The team dogs know they cannot fight these savage animals, but they growl at them menacingly. Suddenly, the wolves turn on the team dogs. Three of them attack Buck. They tear and rip his shoulder, snarling and growling furiously. The scene is terrifying. Billy is crying in terror. Dave and Sol Lex are bleeding from many bites. But Joe bares his teeth like a devil and springs in to attack. He bites one of the wolves right to the bone and breaks its leg. Then Pike leaps upon the wounded wolf and breaks its neck. Buck bites through the neck of one wolf and Spitz wounds another. The scene is barbaric and bloody. Perrault and Francois want to save their team dogs, but they know they also have to save the rest of their food if they want to survive on the trail. They cannot help. Dave is frightened and runs away across the ice. Pike and Dub soon follow him. The other team dogs run after them too. Later, the nine dogs gather together in the forest. All of them are wounded in many places. Dub has a bad wound on his left leg. Dolly, the last dog to join the team, is bleeding at the throat. One of Joe's eyes is gone, and Billy has a torn ear. When the sun rises, they walk back slowly to the camp. The hungry wolves are gone, and with them, half of the team's food supply.